producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. How do you do? Roberta has a problem with her plug, Richie, I think. Isn't that the problem, if I'm not mistaken? I think that's the problem. All right,
is that
so
the problem?
That's the problem.
Plug problem.
Jennifer Horn is here to celebrate, if that's what we're doing. Russell Stover and a lot of the other candy companies, I think I did this yesterday, as sort of a Doug Queen of Cheap or the King of Cheap report. All of the chocolate companies. And I don't know whether we got that listed at DougSteffen.com because I didn't check before I got on the plane last night. But there's a lot of activity with the quality chocolate companies offering big deals, big discounts on their product. So I thought that would be a pretty good thing to do. I just am looking at Russell Stover, but there are a bunch of them. Ghirardelli does. What are some of the best chocolates? Maybe I should ask you. You're kind of a gourmet, Jennifer. What are some of the best chocolates or best, the most? We tend to buy cheap stuff in the big box stores. You go to BJ's or you go to Walmart or you
Some of the high brands have started to sell their stuff in lower-end retail stores.
I'd say
probably Godiva is a big chocolate, Ghirardelli. And, of course, I'm a California girl, so I like C's. C's candy.
Oh, right. Yeah. I get it at the airport. Or the isn't the factory over where KBC was?
There's a big factory there. And C's candy, if you don't know, is really available mostly on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can find them in airports. It's really good.
I brought my favorite back for sweetness.
Aw, that's nice.
At one point in time. The big retailers, now that Halloween is under our belt, pretty much all that's been... All that could be sold has been sold. So now they are getting ready to lure you in with deep discounts before the holiday begins.
Traps are set. Get ready.
Stepped up marketing. You'll hear some of the ads here on the program for some of these big retailers. They've spiffed up their stores. They're ready to go. So where would you normally do... Oh, my God, I should wash my mouth out with soap. Do your Christmas shopping?
Well, last year was the first year I did the bulk of it online.
Mm-hmm.
I like the experience of going shopping. I like to go to the malls at the holiday time because it's beautiful. They have the trees up. Everything is sparkly. This is my favorite time of year. I love it. This year, I'll probably do, again, a bulk online just because of my schedule. It's a little easier. And then I'll still go to the mall and just wander so that I can still get the feeling of seeing the trees and the...
Wander around in the mall with all those people.
Oh, it's great. I love it.
So the holidays basically will start in these big box stores on Sunday. You can count on Sunday being a wild day in the stores. I'm looking at some of the stores. Walmart has 15% rollbacks on prices. If you're buying at Walmart, I feel like I should be doing a Roberta, but I don't think Roberta's going to be around today, so I'm not taking any wind from her sail.
Hey, I'll give you a Queen of Cheap, though, if you want one today.
Yeah.
Or maybe tomorrow, but check it. I think tomorrow, Halloween, Chipotle, if you go in costume, they'll give you a burrito for $3.
IHOP has free scary pancakes for children.
That's cute.
You can do that over
the
weekend.
I haven't been to IHOP, but I've seen the commercials,
IHOP pancakes are pretty scary anyway.
It looks like you can decorate them as kids. They give you little candies to decorate the pancakes. That's cute.
Really?
For your kid.
Wait, like put chocolate things on?
Yeah. Well, they give you like scary pancakes means that they're going to give you pancakes with like whipped cream, and then you can put like the little candy eyeballs in and stuff like that.
Speaking of scary, this is the anniversary of the playing of the War of the Worlds. It was on October 30th, 1938. Who, no matter what your age, honestly, do younger people know about this? or is it just you? When, at what age did you learn about the War of the Worlds? It had to have been at Halloween time, Jennifer.
I don't know when I learned it. You know, and I can't imagine. I don't think that people in my age group actually know War of the Worlds.
Really?
I think I knew it because of Lucy, actually.
Because of Lucy.
Well, Orson Welles kind of got me down that road. They did an episode where Lucy and Ethel were aliens.
Really?
Do you remember that one?
No. I didn't.
You
I'm
don't?
Not as big a fan of Lucy as you are. You've
so I think that probably that. Sent me down the path of exploration. I think that's probably how it started for me.
Really?
Isn't that funny? Isn't that a weird way to start?
The path of exploration of War of the Worlds or for Lucy?
Well, for War of the Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy was already there.
It's interesting that Glenn Beck has named his company Mercury Theater Arts. Glenn Beck, the popular radio and television personality, has his own production company, and he calls it the Mercury Theater Arts Company.
Hmm.
And he took that from the dramatization, or from the work that was done by Orson Welles. I think Glenn somehow perceives of himself as somebody who...
Somebody like Orson
has,
Welles, yeah.
I think, yeah.
Hello, ego, party of one.
Yeah.
I think it's sad, though. What I think... We should actually ask Kara. Is Kara still there?
Kara's there.
Kara, do you know War of the Worlds?
I do.
Okay, so you do. So when did you become aware of it? Because I don't think young people really know about it.
I mean, I don't know the specific time.
Have you ever heard it, any of it, Kara?
I'm sure I've heard parts of it, but I think it had to do with the fact that I did college radio.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that I'm in radio in general.
Yeah.
I took a lot of journalism classes and classes that had to do with radio, and that kind of gets covered because it was such a big thing that happened.
Yeah. Big phenom.
I mean, I couldn't tell you all of the details about it or exactly. I mean, I guess I could tell you exactly when it happened now since you just said it was the anniversary of it. But,
yes.
But, yeah.
It was 1 hour long, and it just curdled people's blood because people thought it was real, that the Martians were coming.
They were coming. I can't believe you didn't see the Lucy episode where she and Ethel dressed up as Martians and they were promoting a new film and people thought that the Martians had landed. That was a great episode.
No. Uh-uh.
But wouldn't you agree, Kara, that most young people don't really have a clue what the War of the Worlds is?
Well, I don't think I can really give you an accurate answer because it's not like it's something we talk about that much. I think that a lot of people my age or a bit older would know about it, just in general, but people who are teenagers or younger, probably not.
I know what you're talking about. You and your friends in your mid-20s are talking about the CNBC moderators and how bad the debate was, right?
All day long.
Yeah, sure. I talk about it all day at work, and then I go home, and that's all I talk about.
Talk about it some more.
You know what we should do is fine. We'll pause for a moment here and see if we can find some of the audio from War of the World, because for those who are have not heard actually what, and I'm guessing from what you've said, Kara, you talked about it, but have you ever heard some of the audio from it?
I've heard little bits and pieces, but I've never listened to the whole thing.
One of the most famous scenes in this radio adventure is when there's a dirigible that's supposedly landing, I think, in New Jersey. And, no, that's a separate broadcast, isn't it, now that I think about it? I'm confusing.
It's a whole different thing.
Yeah, it is a whole different thing. But it sounds the sort of same, if you... Isn't that funny how my mind went right there? All right, well, we'll find some audio from War of the Worlds in a moment here. It's 14 past the hour on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do. And I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples. Make more happen. Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
All right, here we are. It's 17 after the hour. Doug, Stefan, Rich McFadden, Ken. No, Kenny, we had the cold. I sent him home.
Yeah.
And Jennifer with the War of the Worlds. Orson Welles doing the H.G. Wells Classic on this date in 1938. And every year at this time, I think we dust off some of the audio for a few minutes so that those who have never heard any of the audio, it's really, there's a news quality to this that people somehow, radio wasn't as fine as it is now, and people were a little more gullible than they are now. The world was coming to an end, people thought. So there were many, many Americans who rushed out of their homes with handkerchiefs covering their mouths to guard against the Martian gas that's described so well during the War of the Worlds. They clogged phone lines, causing traffic jams. Hospitals were loaded with people who were just in panic. So here's an excerpt from Orson Welles in the H.G. Wells classic War of the Worlds.
We are bringing you an eyewitness account of what's happening on the Wilmoth Farm, Grover's Mill, New Jersey. We now return you to Carl Phillips at Grover's Mill.
Ladies and gentlemen, am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, here I am, back of a stone wall that adjoins Mr. Wilmoth's garden. From here, I get a sweep of the whole scene. I'll give you every detail as long as I can talk and as long as I can see. More state police have arrived. They're drawing up a cordon in front of the pit. About 30 of them. No need to push the crowd back now. They're willing to keep their distance. The captain's conferring with someone. Can't quite see who. Oh, yes, I believe it's Professor Pearson. Yes, it is. Now they've parted, and the professor moves around one side, studying the object while the captain and two policemen advance with something in their hands. I can see it now. It's a white handkerchief tied to a pole. Flag of truce. If those creatures know what that means, what anything means. Wait a minute. Something's happening. A humped shape is rising out of the pit. I can make out a small beam of light against a mirror. There's a jet of flame springing from the mirror, and it leaps right at the advancing men. It strikes them head on. Lord, they're turning into flames. The whole field's caught up by the woods. The fires, the gas tanks for the automobiles are spreading everywhere. It's coming this way now, about 20 yards to my right.
Very dramatic.
Well, it was
think
for
about
that
it,
era,
though.
Remember, yeah.
You just heard that. You'd think something was going on.
Right, exactly. Especially if you were in that era. Yeah. I don't know how they would do that today. I forgot how it ends.
How does it end?
It ends badly for the Americans. Or for
really?
For the planet, yeah.
Now we see further. Dim and wonderful is the vision I've conjured up in my mind of life spreading slowly from this little...
Actually, what happened to the energy? He explains what they have just done. He explains at the end of the hour that this was a dramatic presentation. He didn't do it at the beginning. People thought at the beginning that it was the real McCoy. And at the end, he explains what they have just done. But
all of humanity is basically wiped out.
Done. Right, exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah. 21 past the hour, Halloween Eve on Good Day. I'm not like I'm seeing.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three days in the living room.
All right, a tradition is developing here on Good Day. A lot of people interested in this contest called the My Three Songs Contest. We're going to play you right now three different tunes, different artists, of course, and they have one thing in common, and my hint will be that we already had a sort of grouping or sighting like this a couple of weeks ago. So let's see if you can collectively put it all together. First song in the set comes from The Cars. That's a great song. I think they were a great group back then.
Great band.
Great band. This went to the top of the pop charts in early 1982. They had eight more top 40 hits in the 80s before calling it quits. In 2005, a couple of the members joined with Todd Rundgren from a group they called the New Cars. And then there were the Police Cars, which he, you know, that's nice. Yeah. Alright, so, there was an album in 2011, they went on tour. I didn't realize, or I didn't remember that Todd Rundgren, I have great respect for him after seeing him in concert with Ringo Starr and the All-Stars last Friday night. Man, this guy is a very good rock musician.
Absolutely.
And he gets into it big time, and he was having a lot of fun. Meredith kept saying, he's having more fun than Ringo up on the stage. They all had fun, but he was good. Alright, so, Shake It Up by The Cars, first song in our set. Second one comes from the New Kids on the Block.
Oh, Hangin' Tough.
Hangin' Tough. Number one hit during this week in 1989. Also topped the charts in nine other countries. This was their first platinum-selling record, Jen. Second of three number ones for them. They broke up in the 1990s, but reunited recently, didn't they? And
sure, on tour now, yep.
So one of the keys to the clue to this contest is, yes, who, Jennifer, who is the participants of this band? Isn't this the one with the one of the brothers?
No. Oh, yeah, actually, Jordan and Jonathan Knight are brothers.
Oh, okay. No, I thought it was okay. Never mind.
You thought it was the Wahlbergs.
Yeah, I thought it was the Wahlberg one.
No, they never were in a band together. Marky Mark was by himself as a rapper, and Donnie Wahlberg was in this band.
Okay.
Donnie Wahlberg was in New Kids on the Block.
This one, yeah.
All right, okay. 888-302-3684. Figure out what all these songs have in common. Here's the Jay Giles Band with Fright Night, good for today and tomorrow. This was their last hit, by the way, from This Week in 1985. Song featured in the vampire horror movie Fright Night. The band had been semi-retired since the late 80s. Occasionally they reunite and go on the road, but they haven't. Actually, they were the opening act for Bob Seger, I think, which kind of surprised me. Anyway, what's the story with these bands? 888-302-3684. And is it the bands or is it the tunes? That's what you got to figure out and to get to us in the next few seconds. 888-302-3684. What a shake it up by the Cars, Hanging Tough by New Kids on the Block, and Fright Night by the Jay Giles Band have in common. I didn't realize, because I know what put them all together, that the Jay Giles Band fit into the same scenario.
I didn't either.
Aerosmith, I know, has a connection, and I think they were part of the last contest, but I didn't realize that they were in this, but I wouldn't ever question Kenny, because he really is a musicologist. All right, what do we have working there, Richie?
Let's talk to Henry in Tucson.
Hey, Henry, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Good morning, thanks.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Have we ever spoken before?
No, we have not spoken.
Well, it's my pleasure to have you on the program. So now tell us what these three songs have in common.
It's just a stab in the dark, but are they all from the Boston area?
Bingo.
That's a good stab in the dark.
Yay!
Right. It is not a dull knife that you use for that stab in the dark. And I know it's still dark in Tucson, so you're in good company. Yeah, all the bands were from Boston. They broke up. They got back together again, also something that they had going. So good for you. Congratulations. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How many times have you heard me say spay and neuter your pets? 8 million to 10 million dogs and cats end up in U.S. shelters every year. Some are lost, some have been abandoned, and some are homeless. Here's an easy way to avoid adding to that number. Spay and neuter your pets. It's a procedure that can be performed at an early age, and spaying and neutering doesn't just cut down on the number of unwanted pets, so it's not just a moral issue. It has other substantial benefits for your dogs and cats as well. Studies now show that it also lowers the risk of certain types of cancer and reduces a pet's risk of getting lost by decreasing the tendency to roam. So there's no excuse. If you have a dog or a cat, spay or neuter. Again, it's the moral thing to do, but equally as important, I'm assuming you love your dog or cat. You don't want to develop problems as they get older, so spaying and neutering can make all the difference in the world. For female dogs, no chance of breast cancer. For male dogs, obviously, no chance of testicular cancer. Check with your vet. Spaying and neutering, it's the right thing to do. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
The smarter way to manage business expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel, and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur, and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch. Another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves. Just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Stephan, good day program. Do what you do. I'm Doug Stephan along with Jennifer Horn. And Rich McFadden has joined us. He's at the controls in our studio in Washington to work our way through pre-Halloween events, things that are going on around the world. As a matter of fact, let's travel to the east. I suppose it depends on where you are. You could be traveling to the east to get to China. Could be traveling to the west to get to the Chinese.
How would I go?
You would go from where you are, you would go west. And yeah. I would go west because I'm only
over
about
Hawaii.
4 miles. Yeah, you go over Hawaii, Guam, and get
a long trip.
Well, actually, you wouldn't go that way. What happens is you go up over you'd go north. The travel route is up actually north over Alaska.
Right.
And then down along the coast of Russia, Siberia, over Japan.
I can't imagine that trip. I was ready to jump out of the plane on my trip home because I couldn't sleep for some reason. It was hot. And I was on a 12-hour flight, and it was just. About 6 hours, I thought I was going to jump.
Doug and I flew to Guam.
Yes,
like 18 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And man, I thought I was flying to the moon. You are in the
airplane. That would probably take less time.
You got to do 6 hours from the East Coast to the West Coast, then 6 hours to Hawaii, and another 6 hours to Guam. So it takes, in actuality, it takes about 18 hours to get there.
And it really does mess with your body. Like, I was really trying to jump back into things. Mm-hmm. All week long, I felt like I was drunk. About 1 o'clock in the afternoon, when I have to get in my car and drive to go do my local L.A. show, mm-hmm. I was weaving all over the freeway. I mean, it was...
Nice going, Jennifer.
You're tired. It really messes with you.
When you fly back from Asia, I had no idea what time it was when I got home. Because you go through the international time date line.
Yeah,
and you
in a different day.
Yeah,
right, it's a
weird.
Different day, and you're like, what the...
you guys are wimps. It doesn't ever bother me much at all.
You just told me this morning, you're like, Jen, you may have to do the show for an hour. I need a nap.
Well,
so, come on.
It wasn't about that. That's not about jet lag. That just means that I was silly enough to take a late plane and not get here until after midnight.
Usually, jet lag hasn't ever got... I think I get a little older. But, and going, it was okay. Coming back is what really got me.
You know, at some point, Doug... Your birthday's coming up next week.
No.
You got to stop this whole I don't need sleep thing.
Yeah, I used to say
not
that.
Healthy.
Not healthy.
Well, I am very good at taking naps. Naps keep me going. And if you look at my face, it doesn't look like I'm all worn out, Richie.
You need.
But I do need to get more sleep. And I get that. I hear that from my other half. Neither of us stay up late. At 9 o'clock.
Oh, at 9 o'clock he crashes out, apparently.
Apparently he goes to sleep at 9 o'clock. It's always funny when we do the show, what people don't realize is that we're not in the same room. We're actually all in different states most of the time. And so sometimes when somebody breaks up, I always think it's me initially, and so I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, I'm not there anymore.
Oh, man.
Nah, but it's, hey, let me tell you something. If he gets 5 hours sleep, and that's just not enough. I mean, he's got to be, you know, getting the 6 or 7 hours sleep, because at some point he's going to catch up with you.
I'm a poster child for this. When I first started, I've been doing this show now for 9 years, and that means I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to do this show. And the first few years I thought, oh, I can sleep when I'm dead. I can, you know, go to bed at 10 o'clock and I can do this show at 2 and I can go do my other jobs. And it does catch up with you. I started getting allergies more than ever. I mean, it really does take a toll on your body. So
absolutely.
You have to make time for that sleep.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's get into what's going on. You know what's interesting is this the China policy on the one-child policy. Yeah.
This is actually, I think, really good news for girls, because what so often would happen, this rule has been in place since the 70s where you were only allowed to have one child, and because of the importance of carrying on the family name, and boys are such a huge part of Chinese culture, that if a family had a girl, a lot of times they'd give it up for adoption so that they could have another child and they could try again for a boy. So I think this is good. I'll be interested to see how it impacts the adoption market, because so many people from the U.S. would go to China to adopt babies just because of that surplus.
Absolutely. It's when we adopted Juliana now 7 years ago, when you start to kind of learn about the adoption process, I mean, you would see how many children from China would come here and would be available. And it was really sad.
I never told you that I adopted Rich from China, and that's how he got onto this program.
Really?
That story.
Now it all makes sense. Huh?
Yes, it certainly does.
The tallest kid that ever got adopted from
China.
One
of the things that affects my thinking on this is how many people there are in China now, and what are the Chinese people, what are the government officials thinking about, because they're having an economic problem. And more mouths to feed. They have a social situation. Communism deals with social issues differently, although you'd think sometimes when you look at all the social problems we have here, programs we have, we've developed a certain form of communism. Mm-hmm. But there is so much more dependency on the state there. And by the way, there's sort of a similar point of view in India. Most people don't talk because most people don't know about the way life is in India. You would never want to visit India. If you get outside of New Delhi, it's just horrible everywhere in that country. There's a caste system.
My wife's cousin went there, and she said it was the most disgusting place she's ever been.
Discouraging place, awful, awful, awful. And yet they are becoming rapidly the most populous country, because families have 4, 5, 6, 7 children. They don't believe in birth control. They believe that whatever religious tenets that they're following, it's the only thing about Buddhism that I don't understand, and maybe I don't understand it because I'm not sure that it's being interpreted properly, there's a horror to this. You may think it is interesting for all kinds of reasons. I'll bring you back to China for a second. My former wife, Tony, when she was a lawyer, worked on adoption. She worked for the largest agency that facilitated adoption of Chinese children. And she went back and forth over there, and there were hundreds of New England families that adopted these children. And I think it cost like 40. These were well-to-do families that weren't shy about paying $40,000, $41,000, $42,000. I don't know how much it cost you, Richie, to do your adoption.
20 couple.
I'm sorry?
20 couple. 23,000.
Wow. Okay, so half
but you did 11, 12, almost 50% of that.
It's
back.
It's a tax write-off. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is it really?
I didn't know that.
To adopt a child is a tax write-off?
I've looked into it.
You can write off almost 50%
really?
Of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the hard thing, and this is really sad, this is obviously probably too personal, but I have looked into it because I'd like to have a kid and got, you know, I don't know exactly what my options are. There's many floating in the air.
Your options are to have a kid.
Yeah, and so I look around and I think, you know, one of the options that I would consider, because there are a lot of babies that need people, is adoption. And, you know, it is so pricey, and it's such an interesting set of rules for single women, by the way.
Is it? Why?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Really?
There, you can usually, I mean, you can kind of adopt.
So
maybe
a single man has a different, let's say a single man wants to adopt a child. How is it different than a single woman?
I think singles.
Single people, but single it would be even harder for a single man. I think you would be scrutinized as a single man, harder.
We adopted from Colombia, which is where my wife is from. So we kind of got bumped up in line versus Jennifer. If you and a husband were to go to Colombia because she's a citizen, we got bumped up in line. The whole process took us about 9 months, coincidentally. And if you were to go there as a single mother or a single father, they wouldn't even talk to you.
No.
Really?
Well, the only country that you can really, as a single woman, get a baby from the easiest is Africa. And then you can also look into China, but I'm thinking
Ukraine.
That's going to change now.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go into the Ukraine as well. The problem with the Ukraine is that you get a lot of babies that have fetal alcohol syndrome.
Yeah.
All right, let's up the ante.
Let's say
somebody my age who is single, or even a parented, a coupled
your best bet
group would be, at my age, would we be able to adopt?
Domestically.
Wow. Yeah, well, it's hard, though.
Why don't we do domestic? I would rather
do a domestic adoption, but for a single person, it's extremely difficult.
Why?
As a married,
so many children in foster homes, why would they make it difficult for you?
And that's the thing. You would have to start as a foster parent. If you wanted to get in as a single, you'd have to start as a foster. To go in and just straight out adopt,
and then the
very
other thing
difficult.
Is you would have an easier time getting a 6, 7, 8, 10-year-old kid than you would an infant or a toddler.
There are all kinds of trouble wrapped around that.
I think so, too.
There already. I know somebody who adopted a 6-year-old and had come from the alcohol fetal problem, and they had to send him back.
Wow, that's awful.
Yeah, it was horrible. Awful.
It's a challenge to send a child back. I mean, these kids are that way for a reason, and they need stability, and they need love.
But
and
I
it
think
should
most
be
people
easier
don't realize
to
that. And some of these agencies are so hungry, they're just almost like baby factories. They just push them out. Let's get the fees and let's do a lot of their background stuff.
In Guatemala, that was the big rub. And when we were going through our process, is that the Guatemalans were actually stealing babies to be able to sell them on the market.
And the black market is huge for that too.
Big time.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
interesting thing about this China policy change.
Yeah.
Why they're changing the rule?
Why?
Aging population of China.
Mm-hmm.
They need more people. They need more workers.
They're worried that all that's going to be left is older.
Let's see what's going to happen. It's going to backfire on because robots are going to have as much of an impact on workers there as they do here. Seriously.
I know.
It is.
It's going to
happen. Right. 43 past the hour. Jennifer checks what's in the television news column next here on Good Day.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, Jen Jen.
Doug Rooney.
The you sound like your father when you say that.
I do? Thanks. I like him. I think he calls you Doug Aroo, doesn't
he? Yeah, Doug Aroo.
I call you Doug Aroo.
Doug Aroo.
Like
yeah.
Rice Aroo.
Right.
Rooney.
Rice Aroo. The San Francisco tree. Okay, so sorry. The Drubs, the CNBC folks saw a game, net gain of about 14 million people.
Yeah, up which from is their about, two.
Yeah, and they're lucky they have two more.
Wow. I'm talking about two yeah. people. One
I don't
two.
Think it was a good thing for them because everybody is killing them.
I know. Yeah. Even the people on the left are really like,
so
well,
now
oh
it's
God,
14
it
million people that know they suck even more than they thought they did.
Yeah.
It doesn't, the whole NBC world looks very suspect because MSNBC is part of that world, and we all know they're not particularly fond of the Republicans. So it just looks
would
like
would we ever
it was
see
an
a Democratic debate on Fox News, do you think, on the Fox News channel?
Why were you laughing about that the other day? Maybe when you were in here, I said, you're not going to find, you ever see a Democratic
never,
debate.
Right? It would never happen.
Never happen.
Could you imagine Hannity
never
sitting
happen.
Up there, so, Mrs. Clinton, it never happened. Uh-huh. All right, well, the news is that CNBC's GOP debate drew 14 million viewers, which is a record number for them. It's the lowest of the debates. I think people are kind of getting a little weary, especially because there's another one coming up on November 10th. I mean, just a few days away now on Fox Business, which will be the next one. It is Halloween weekend, and the TV networks are celebrating. Lots of scary marathons that you can check out all throughout the weekend. I'll put them up on my Twitter at Jennifer Horn, and you can check them all out. But The Simpsons will have some stuff going on FX on Friday night. The Ghostbusters franchise, my favorite, will air on IFC. And, of course, you can check out the scary stuff, Halloween and Stephen King on AMC and Spike this weekend. So you can check all of that out. Game of Thrones Season 6 looks like it's going to get a little delayed start. It will premiere a little later than normal next year. The season is going to start, Season 3 will start in May, according to HBO. So you can set your calendars for that. Also, good news, if you like the Muppets reboot on ABC, they've gotten a full season order, which is kind of bizarre because, Doug, you know I love the Muppets.
Yes.
Like, I love them a lot.
Yes.
But this TV show is pretty bad. Have
is
you
it
seen
bad?
It yet?
No.
I've watched a couple minutes of it, but
it's
not.
It's, like, pretty bad.
I don't see much TV, actually. I watch Sunday night a couple of shows, and that's pretty much it. We don't have time for it, and I don't. The only thing, once in a while, we'll have an old episode of Jack.
You need to be watching The Blacklist.
And Gotham.
Yeah. And Gotham.
Well, I see Gotham on the plan.
Handle Gotham.
And I don't like a lot of the.
It's a little rough for him. But you need to be watching Blacklist.
Well, we binge watched. That's how we started doing binge watching. One night we just went to the Amazon thing and said, how does this work? And so we started with a Blacklist. We watched two or three of them.
It's a good show.
They were pretty rough.
To start it.
This season is so phenomenal.
Is
it? So good.
Yeah.
All right. Also, speaking of scary and scandals, Barbara Walters is revisiting her American Scandals on a brand new series. She's going to feature the Menendez brothers. brothers. Remember them? Sure. Then there's Jean Harris, the girls' school headmistress whose lover, Diet Dr. Herman Tannauer, was found shot dead after she visited him in 1980. She's going to do Jim Baker and Tammy Faye, JonBenet Ramsey. She's going to cover all of these shocking events in a new series that she's presenting. It's 9 segments, so 9 different episodes. It'll premiere on Investigation Discovery on Monday, called American Scandals, and it should be kind of fun. You know, I don't necessarily know if Barbara still has all the spunk that she did, but American Scandals is very interesting to me because we have had quite a few of them. Matthew McConaughey is going to host Saturday Night Live. That was the big announcement. He'll host on November 21st with musical guest Adele by NBC. And this is the second time he's hosted the show. So that'll be kind of fun. And then Ricky Gervais has been set to host the Golden Globes.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We are in the travel mode and travel business right now. Pauline Frommer joins us from Frommers.com. They are the publishers of the Frommer's Travel Guide, and as such, expertise the family. This is the family business. If you ever watch Blue Bloods, I always like the reference to the family business, which is being the police business. Well, the family business with the Frommers is travel. She's been traveling since she was 4 months old, and I take it you're a little older than that now, Pauline, right?
Oh, yeah. I got a teenager and a tween, so if
have
I was
you?
Still 4 months old, it'd be a miracle. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to have our focus on how to get the most out of your dollar when it comes to traveling, some news from American Airlines. And we have to talk a little about that plane that caught fire in Fort Lauderdale. We'll do that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Get the planning code at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Okay, so Pauline Frommer is here on Good Day. We are focused on travel. Kind of scary. I was getting on a plane yesterday in Boston to fly here to Los Angeles, and in the CNN, you know, the airports usually have, they're playing CNN or some news feed, and there's this picture of the plane on the tarmac at Fort Lauderdale, a 767, an older 200 version that hasn't been used in this country for, well, since American retired, the last of them last year, but they have a lot of South American and Asian airlines that are using them. So the left wing and engine engulfed in fire in there, this black smoke, and apparently because the crew and the ground crew and the crew in the plane acted quickly, Pauline, there was only one woman that was seriously injured. It could have been a disaster here.
Yeah, it could have been a disaster. I mean, but the good news about air travel is whenever one of these disasters happen, the NTSB swoops in, they find out what happened, yep. and they make things better.
Yep.
Flying statistically remains the safest way to get
yep.
anywhere.
Yep.
But, yeah, these things are scary, and you had the same incident with the same plane type in Las Vegas a couple of months back.
Right.
So maybe they should be taking yeah. these planes out of the sky.
Well, 767s have been
wrong.
Well, 767s are a great plane. The Boeing planes are, in my estimation, much better than the Airbuses for lots of different reasons. But if you remember, this is a South American.
But they need to figure this out. They
well,
need
that's
to figure
it.
Out this problem.
It's one of the things that I think is maintenance. That stuff that you have to look at from time to
yeah.
time, that people aren't doing as good a job as they ought to. So let's focus on American Airlines. American now one airline, U.S. Airways and American together. So how are they maneuvering? What are they trying to do to get attention?
Well, there's going to be a big, ugly surprise in 2016. American is debuting a new basic fare, and boy, is it basic. This is so that they can rise in the search rankings when you're on Travelocity or Expedia, and it looks like you can get the lowest fare with them. But you cannot do anything with this fare. If you have to change the ticket, you're going to lose the complete value of the fare. There will be no changes allowed. If you want to book a seat in advance, good luck with that. This is basically the middle seat fare. You will not be able to choose your seat in advance. So if you have family you need to sit with, this is not the fare for you. As well, there will be no changes, no cancellations, no picking your seats. So, yeah, it's going to be a cheap ticket, but boy, does it come with some stringent regulations on it. I think people are going to be shocked.
Will people know this, Pauline, or will they get caught and buy it and then realize it later?
They'll know it if they read the fine print, but a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people are really going to be surprised.
So it's a gimmick.
It really is.
Is this something that the guy that ran U.S. Airways, who is now the chairman of the American Airlines, this joint company, Doug Parker, isn't known for being customer friendly. Is this, how is this going to all shake out now that the companies are together?
It doesn't look good for passengers, does it?
Well, this is the kind of thing, doesn't. I fly American most of the time because that's where I have most of my miles, but I'm not impressed mm-hmm. with what's going on there, frankly.
Well, Spirit Airlines kind of started in this country. They mm-hmm. cut back and cut back and cut back. They have the least leg room. They charge you for the carry-on bags, and it seems to be sweeping the industry.
What about Amtrak? They're doing the same thing. Aren't they doing the same thing at Amtrak with the bags now?
Yeah, they're going to start charging you for bags, so don't bring those steamer trunks aboard or it's going to cost.
Wow. How unfriendly are they? Friendly, not friendly skies, so friendly rails or unfriendly rails. Pauline Frommer here. Check out Frommers.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.